And welcome back to the latest and greatest episode of the Shaman Points Podcast. My name is Jayton May. You can find me on Twitter at jmay56. Joined, as always, by my co-host, Quentin Crisco. How are we doing tonight, Quentin?
I'm doing great, Jay. My name is Quentin Crisco. You can find me on Twitter at BuckusStats. And please, please, please go make sure you're checking out our website, shaman-points.com. And give us a follow somewhere. Give us a like somewhere. We are everywhere. We're on your Twitter. We're on your Facebook. We're on your YouTube. Go check us out. Like, subscribe, and interact.
Absolutely. So what a crazy madness weekend. We had a 16 seed go down for the second time ever.
I knew it. I had Farley Dickinson against the spread, but I didn't bet the money line, and I'm just like grinding myself over it.
No. Yeah, that's rough. I mean, I bet so many dogs over the weekend, and I did not bet Farley Dickinson, which was quite disappointing.
Did you see the picture of what their gym looks like compared to Purdue's gym?
Oh, dude, it is incredible.
It's hysterical. It looks like a high school gym.
Yeah, not even as good as some high school gyms.
We want to go ahead and jump into predicting this Sweet 16.
Absolutely.
All right. First up here, we got the one, the only, Alabama. Roll Tide.
Roll Tide.
Roll Tide. Oh, he was a virgin when they met. Now, Roll Tide. Greatest commercial ever. And we got Alabama coming through against San Diego State. They just keep chalking it up, according to the model.
Are they playing San Diego State?
Yeah, according to the bracket I got pulled up.
I must be tripping. I could have swore San Diego State lost, but...
Maybe in a different universe.
No surprise that Bama's rolling right there. I love Princeton in this game. I said it last week. They just play a basketball that's hard to beat.
They're going to continue the Cinderella run, boy. Let's get it.
I think so. I love Princeton this week, man.
I'll be betting it. So in the first round, the model had Princeton at like a 49.2% chance to win or something. And I didn't bet it. I just bet against the spread. Another one that I regretted.
Yeah. Princeton is – I had them in a bunch of parlays, and I didn't win any of the parlays I had them in, which was really frustrating because I called it perfectly.
So next up we got Florida Atlantic going up against the Volunteers.
The Volunteers.
We got Florida Atlantic coming out on top. All right.
I like FAU in that game. Tennessee is one of those teams where if they don't make their shots, they're going to be in trouble quick. And FAU's red hot right now.
Yeah. I mean, the model loves them here. That's a 61.9% confidence on Florida Atlantic. That is some strong confidence. Speaking of which, here's the records from 2022 and 2023. So far, model is 27-21 against the spread, hitting at 56%. And it is 31-17 on the money line, hitting at 65%. A little below where it performed last year. Last year, it was hitting almost 70% against the spread and 80% on the money line at this point. The Sweet 16, it was still hitting decent. In the Elite Eight through the championship, it really struggled. So just keep an eye out for that as we get past the Sweet 16. Yeah, for any listeners out there following.
Yeah, that's kind of where it can fall apart on us.
Yeah, I honestly might fade it this year in the Final Four. If it goes bad in the Elite Eight, I'll probably fade it in the Final Four. That's how rough it was last year in the last few games. So next up, Kansas State taking out Michigan State.
I love Kansas State in this game, but I haven't liked Michigan State in a single game yet, and they just keep winning. So I don't know what to think here.
Well, the model has not had Michigan State right so far, so we'll see.
Yeah.
At this rate, they're probably going to win the championship. Because the model's just not going to like him in any game the rest of the way, I don't think.
It's when you least suspect Izzo is where he does Izzo things.
Ooh, this is spicy.
Yeah, I like Miami in this game, and so does the model.
That's spicy. I can dig it. And then we got Xavier taking on the Longhorns.
Xavier's hot, boy.
I know. They took out my guys, man. They took out the one team I had a dog in this fight. The one dog I had in this fight, they took out in Pitt last weekend.
Yeah. Oh, man. I love Pitt in that game, man. That was a heartbreaker for sure.
Yeah. So we got Xavier, 56% confidence there. And then next up, we got the Must Bus taking on the UConn Huskies. I don't know what to expect on this one. It loves Connecticut, but Arkansas is hot.
Yeah, I love Connecticut coming into this tournament. I thought they got a bad region, but I mean, man, Connecticut's red hot. I don't know. Is Eric Musselman the new Mr. March?
I mean, he might be, man. Taking his shirt off and just like going nuts on top of the it was great.
That was incredible. I love that so much.
I instantly became an Arkansas fan the rest of the way. So like even though yeah. Doesn't have it, I'm kind of rooting for Arkansas now after that moment.
Yeah, it's hard to dislike him.
Ned, next up here we got the Zags going against UCLA, and it loves UCLA. It probably loves UCLA to win it all now, because that's who it really was liking before.
They are still missing the best players, so we'll see whenever they get into these later tournament games. But, I mean, they're another one. Mick Cronin's a damn good coach, and hard to bet against him, especially like whenever they made the run a couple years ago when they weren't – I think they were in the play-in game. It's like whenever they're backed against the wall is – whenever Mick Cronin does this thing and comes out swinging, so.
Yeah, I'm rooting for him, man. Outside of Arkansas, UCLA is probably the one I'm rooting for because they're who I got going to the championship and they're still alive. I had Marquette. Marquette's no longer in there, so I got my best chance of getting anywhere with my bracket is UCLA making it there at least.
Yeah.
Do we want to roll through the rest of the way of the championship or just leave it at this for now and maybe touch it again next time?
We can touch that on again in a couple of weeks. We can do a championship preview and then dive into everything else going on as well.
All right, but first, I got to see one thing. I got to see if Princeton's going to roll this.
Oh, dude, Princeton's going all the way, boy. Why wouldn't they?
Oh. All right, now we're good.
Now that we know Princeton's going all the way.
Yeah. Well, now I know the model doesn't like him to beat Alabama. That's all I really needed to know. So that was talking basketball, right?
Yeah. As crazy as many upsets as we had, Princeton's the only team that's higher than a 9 seed in the Sweet 16. And we have a 9 seed, we have a 15 seed, but everybody else is 8 seed or lower.
Yeah.
Pretty chalk, all in all, pretty chalk.
Yeah. Except for the RockShox Jayhawks.
Man, not a good game.
No, I was fine with it though. I'm okay with seeing Kansas basketball hurt.
Yeah, I wanted to see a lot of Big 12 teams make a run, and I wouldn't mind them losing in like the Sweet 16 or the Elite 8, but I'd like to see the Big 12 represent well in the Sweet 16. And then we had TCU blowing it against Gonzaga.
That TCU game, that was a heartbreaker for all involved, man.